This is Sam Darmacena, and you're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.
While it's great, of course, that these artists and these writers are ready to share their stories, ready to publish, there are so many of us who are part of these, you know, underrepresented communities who actually aren't ready because the institutions around us, the influences all around us tell us every day that we are not worth listening to. Our stories are not enough. Our stories, you know, we just get sidelined, you know? And so I realize how important it is to actually build up that culture first and foremost, to build a culture of storytelling where people feel compelled and confident enough to share their stories.
That's Justine Abigail Yu of Living Hyphen. We talk about their upcoming virtual writing workshops and the community that they've built for writers.
So Living Hyphen is a community that explores the experiences of people who live in between cultures, especially as hyphenated Canadians. So I am, for example, I am Filipina Canadian. I was born in the Philippines and I moved to Toronto, Canada when I was just 4 years old. And so a lot of my work in this space is exploring sort of that tension between living in between these two cultures, you know, of that hyphenated experience of being both Filipina and Canadian. And so I'm also a writer, and this work started as a magazine actually back in 2018.
Living Hyphen has evolved into an entire ecosystem over the last few years. There's something for readers seeking stories that resemble their own, writers ready to publish, and for emerging writers that are looking to hone their craft and grow their confidence. Living Hyphen's recently announced winter workshops are made specifically for them.
We have featured artists and writers from all across Canada who hail from over 30 different ethnic backgrounds, religions, and Indigenous nations. And since we launched that magazine, we've actually expanded our mandate or our mission, and we've also begun to develop cultural programming by way of storytelling workshops or storytelling events, writing workshops. And this last year has been very important for us, because now that we are in this virtual world with a pandemic, we have actually been able to reach people from all across Turtle Island to share their stories, to practice their craft, and to really hone in on their skills of writing and storytelling as folks who identify as Black, Indigenous, or people of color.
Justine tells me that a lot of the focus around these winter workshops is about getting comfortable sharing stories with others, building confidence, and receiving feedback from others.
The whole goal of these writing workshops is to work with amateur and emerging writers to cultivate their own storytelling practice and to start getting comfortable sharing their stories. One thing that I have found while doing this work with Living Hyphen is, you know, we launched this magazine in 2018, and a lot of the people who submitted their work are already ready to submit their work. You know, these are people who are confident in sharing their stories. They are proud of their craft. And so the more I was doing this work and more people were reading Living Hyphen, a lot of folks actually got back to me and saying, wow, this is so amazing to see my voice, like someone similar to me, you know, writing about these things that I have experienced, and just folks feeling seen, but never feeling confident enough to tell their own story about it.
There are four offerings in this round of Living Hyphen workshops. Two of them are standalone 2-hour workshops priced at around $38 each. And if money is a barrier, there's also subsidized tickets available. Justine tells me a little bit more about the themes of their standalone workshops, starting with the one around migration and melancholia, taking place on February 3rd and again on February 17th.
It is really about exploring our experiences as folks who have been displaced from their homelands, wherever that might be. And so these two academics, David Eng and Xinhee Han, coined this concept of racial melancholia, which is this ongoing mourning as it relates to our identity. You know, those of us who live in the diaspora, we never really properly get to mourn or to get over or process the losses of our homeland, you know. So assimilation is this ongoing process. It never really ends. You know, I know for me, I've been doing this work for a long time, but as a Filipina Canadian, there's still so many questions about identity that I'm considering or that I find myself mulling over a lot. And so this is really exploring sort of that loss of a homeland, whether that's the loss of the actual place or maybe a language or a culture or maybe even family that we were once connected to. You know, there's so much loss that comes from moving or migrating to another place.
The second standalone workshop revolves around the theme of delight. Same price as before, and this workshop is taking place February 10th and again on February 24th. While this is a standalone workshop, Justine tells me that she sees this theme as complementary to the earlier one.
This one is really exciting to me because I find that as writers of color, we often default to our stories of oppression or trauma. And, you know, a lot of the mainstream media want that from us, you know, and of course, that is a true story and something that is really important and a part of our experiences. But for me, it's not the only experience, you know, just because I'm a racialized person, I'm a woman of color. Sure, I experience oppression and hardship and all kinds of different traumatic experiences, but my life is pretty joyful. You know, I get to do a lot of really incredible things. And there has been a lot of opportunity that has also come from migrating. And there's a lot of triumph that comes from these stories. And so that's what I really want to explore in this particular writing workshop is how do we lean into these stories of joy? And how do we actually claim that as our own as well?
Justine tells me that their work at Living Hyphen has always been political, but the mainstream conversations around identity and anti-Black racism have certainly influenced their recent endeavors. In addition to those workshops mentioned earlier, there are two offerings that are four-week-long courses. One of them, titled Distances Within and Between Us, was born out of those conversations that were sparked in the midst of the Black Lives Matter movement this summer.
During this writing workshop, it's a four-week course. We are actually going to spend time exploring the distances and the differences within ourselves and between those of us from racialized communities. And these are differences or distances that have been created by white supremacy. And so, you know, as a person of color, I'm a Filipino woman, like I mentioned. I'm Asian, Canadian. I have inherited or I have upheld a lot of these white supremacist ideas because, you know, I grew up in this system. And so a lot of my work over the last few years has really been to unlearn all of that. And so that stuff exists within me. It exists in all of us. And to deny that, I think, is silly and ineffective and a waste of our time. And so my goal with this particular writing workshop is to really lean into that and to create a brave space where we can acknowledge and, you know, sit with all of these hard truths about what exists within us and also how that actually creates difference and distance between those of us in different minority communities or underrepresented communities. So this one's a little bit longer. It's a four-week course. And even with a four-week course, it's certainly not going to be enough. But I hope that it is at least a launching point, a jumping point for people to start their unlearning journey or move them along their journey wherever they might be.
The Distances Within and Between Us course is taking place over four Monday nights in March and costs $160, with subsidized pricing available as well. The final offering of the Living Hyphen Winter Workshop series is another four-week course. There's a variety of start dates with this one, and it's priced at $105. It's titled Living Between Cultures.
Living in Between Cultures is one of the first writing workshops that we ever developed, and it's now being run in partnership with Atlas Obscura. And this workshop really focuses on what it means to live in between cultures. It is, like I said, the first writing workshop that we developed. And so it is true to Living Hyphen's name and explores questions of identity and home and really digging into that a little bit more. There is an aspect of it that deals specifically about the pandemic and how we have all been forced to show our love from afar, to show our care from afar with all of these social distancing measures. But for those of us who have been displaced, who are part of a diaspora, we are experts in showing our care from afar, you know, and this is something that we have had to do with family or loved ones across borders, across oceans. And so it's really interesting to me that this is a conversation we're now having in the midst of this pandemic. And so exploring that as well in this particular writing workshop, how we as diasporic people are experts in loving from afar.
Find out more about the Living Hyphen magazine, community, and workshop series by visiting their website, living-.ca, and follow them on social media to stay updated. Justine tells me that another great way to support their work is through Patreon, a membership platform for creatives. She tells me that her mom is the Living Hyphen publisher, so a lot of their work is family-funded. By becoming a patron, you can join the Living Hyphen community and help them expand while maintaining their artistic independence.
We started a Patreon page where you can contribute on a monthly basis to the work that we do. And there are different tiers in which you can contribute. We have $3, $5, $15, $25 onwards. And whatever is the most comfortable for you as a supporter, you can contribute that on a monthly basis, and it helps with our operational costs.
This is Sam Darmacena, and you've been listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative, a project by the Community Radio Fund of Canada.